This is an Element of Fire Connection guided meditation. It is inspired by Sandra Redekop in her Wicca 101 class from 2009. I'd like you to be able to lay comfortably. So take a moment to ensure that you have everything that you need. Have your journal handy. You won't need a blanket for this meditation, as we're dealing with fire and the energy is warm. Lay comfortably. Have your legs slightly apart, your arms at your side. You might wish to begin the meditation with a blanket, but remember, you might become too warm for it. Take a deep breath and relax. Do whatever it is you need to do to be comfortable. Grab extra pillows, elevate your knees, put support under your neck. Shift your body. And then spend a few moments watching the flow of your breath as it enters and leaves. Feel yourself relaxing and getting quieter with each breath. Now we're going to bring our attention to every part of our body, calmly breathing into each body part, visualizing white, healing light entering your body, flowing into the area that you're focusing on, and then consciously relaxing that area with your exhalation. Let's begin with our feet. Breathe into your feet. And now breathe into your legs, from your ankles to your hips. And now breathe into your hips, your buttocks, your perineum, your pelvis. Notice yourself relaxing every time you exhale. Now we'll breathe into our back, from our hips to our shoulders. And we'll breathe into our abdomen, feeling our belly rise with our breath and softening. Soft belly. Now we'll breathe into our midriff. Feel the bottoms of our lungs expand. Feel our torsos fill with breath as we breathe in. And now breathing into our chest, feeling our chest rise with our breath, and feeling it sink down with our exhalation. Now we'll breathe into our hands, all the way into the fingertips. And feel your hands letting go and releasing with the exhalation. Now we'll breathe into our arms from our wrists to our shoulders. And next, we'll breathe into our shoulders, feeling our shoulders rise up to our ears with our breath, and allowing them to completely release and relax and let go as we exhale. And now we breathe into our neck and throat, feeling that whole area expand with the white healing light, and feeling everything release and let go as we exhale. And now we'll breathe into our head. Breathe into the scalp and hair. Breathe into the face and jaw. Breathe into the tongue and cheeks and ears. And as you exhale, allow all those small muscles to just release and relax. Now return to your normal breathing. Feel your body becoming heavy and relaxed. Feel your body sink into the surface below it with every exhalation. Notice that your heartbeat is normal. Notice that your breathing is easy. Notice that you're calm and you're peaceful. Now I'd like you to begin to become aware of the heat that your own body generates. Notice how warm your body is. Notice how your heat extends beyond your body, shimmering around you like a glove. Now I invite you to bring yourself to the top of a hill, a gentle hill, and there's a bonfire at its top. The bonfire is enticing and mesmerizing. And you notice that the fire is fueled by multiple different kinds of woods. Oak and ash, apple and birch, pine and spruce. The rich smell of the burning woods calls out to you. The warmth of the fire beckons you to come closer. And you choose to. You can see the flames dancing on the logs. A branch pops and splits, shooting sparks up into the sky, and you feel yourself completely engulfed by the comforting warmth of this fire. Allow your awareness to move into the fire. Move into the soothing, warming heat. Move into the shifting flames and the glowing light. And allow yourself to become one the beautiful, flickering, dancing flames that you've been so captivated by. Allow the heat to comfort you, to loosen your body and relax your muscles. Dance freely up and down the branches, tasting their different tastes, pine, oak, spruce, apple, birch, and ash. You find a thick knot in a branch that you've been dancing through and decide to focus your attention on it. You burn through it until you hear it pop and crackle, spraying sparks up into the air, and your heat allows you to rise up with the sparks. And you rise higher and higher, leaving the bonfire far behind, reaching towards a greater source of light and heat. Your fire body flies further into the sky, breaching the atmosphere and entering space itself. You're reaching for the sun. And soon you find yourself diving into the brilliant, molten body of the sun. Its burning passion and life-affirming energy cleanses and purifies you, leaving you brilliant and beautiful, your mind fresh and clear. You swim through the sun's burning lakes and rivers, noticing how it is constantly shifting and changing. It's so powerful, more powerful than you could have ever imagined. And you've become a part of it. You burst out of the rolling solar seas, joyous in your newfound energy. And as this flare, you arc out of the body of the sun and notice the waves of life-giving energy emanating from your core in every direction. Some of those waves are moving towards the earth, and you decide to follow them. You move out of your body, which is the sun, following the path of the solar waves, lighting and warming everything you touch. But as you move and stretch farther and farther out from your center, you feel yourself becoming colder and weaker. You search forward for a semblance of self in your path. And you find a heat that is a planet covered in life. And deep within that planet is a warm, molten center, much like your own. And you remember that this is, in fact, a lesser part of your former self. It is comforting. And you decide to merge with this molten center and find your heat again. You rest within this molten core for some time until you realize that you have become the core of the earth. You are, in fact, the burning center of the planet on which your human form was born. And you begin to stretch and stir. You're feeling revitalized. But you find that you're enclosed on all sides. You stretch and prod, searching for a weakness. And finally, you find a spot that you can push through, gaining strength and speed as you push up and through the surface, bursting forth into the light, and you are free again. You flow rapidly down the mountainside, burning everything in your path. You smell the familiar and pleasing scent of burning trees as you destroy everything in your path, unstoppable and insatiable. But the cool air begins to harden your outer skin, and your progress slows. And with your last few inches of progress, you stretch out to a nearby tree on which a tiny flame is burning. And you are reborn again, dancing up the tree's thick bark. And as you dance, you become larger and your flames flick out to reach the branches above, leaping from one to another, growing ever brighter, ever hotter, ever stronger with every leap. You are a roaring blaze of heat and passion, burning up every part of the tree, feeling it crackle and shrivel beneath you as it fuels your passion. But your passion cannot be fed forever on this single tree alone. So you leap to the next tree, and the cycle of intensity and burning passion begins anew. Soon you've spread to the entire forest, engulfing the multitude of trees and shrubs and bushes. You are multiplying rapidly as you devour the forest. You are the purity of rage racing across the forest, and all life fears you. There's no sound but your own sound. There's no sight but your own blazing glory. There is no smell but the smell of burning wood. You are intense. You are heat. You are white heat with no conscious thought or focus. But what is this? This dense, tiny thing that refuses to be destroyed beneath you. It is a seed. And you focus your energy on it, wrapping yourself around it until it finally cracks. Satisfied because you know that this seed will help to regrow the burnt forest that you've left behind you, you move forward again. And suddenly there is a loud crashing in the sky above, so loud you can hear it over your own insatiable, raging flame. You look up just in time to see the sky open up and the rain begin to pour down upon you. You shrink back from the water. It's calming and it's cooling and it soothes your passions. And you begin to settle down. And you realize that you've consumed all the fuel. And there's nothing left but a small branch into which you shrink, hidden from the rains. And after some time, a figure appears, shrouded in a rain jacket and carrying an umbrella. This person scoops the branch that you are hiding in and shelters you from the cold and the rain. And they gently carry you up to a bonfire at the top of a hill and place you softly into the fire. And you recognize this warmth and this heat, this bonfire. You poke out of the branch and you feel at home. You rejoin the blaze and become one with it again. You feel confident to stretch out with your heat and your warmth. And you warm the entire area surrounding the fire pit. And in that area, you see the person with the rain jacket. They've put their umbrella away and they're warming themselves with the heat that you are providing. And you feel the urge to comfort and warm this person even more. So you stretch out and embrace them with your warmth. But you realize this is my body. I am the person in the rain jacket. And you settle into your body with a soothing, warming embrace. And you look out your own human eyes. And you see the blazing bonfire dancing pleasantly in front of you. And you recognize that a cycle has been completed, and yet that cycle continues on. In gratitude, you turn away from the fire and head back down the hill towards home. And as you walk, you become acutely aware of your body. Become aware of yourself as a human being walking on this planet. And so you walk into the room that you are in, and you rejoin your physical body. You open your physical eyes. You wiggle your physical toes. And you wiggle your physical fingers. And you bring your feet together and pull your arms up over your head. Point your toes and fingers and stretch out. Pull your knees up to your chest and give yourself a strong hug. And then roll over to the right side and just stay with this for a few moments. And when you feel ready, walk your hands up and come to a sitting position with your legs crossed and your hands by your hips. Now, as you inhale, bring your arms up above your head. Exhale, interlocking your fingers and turning your palms up towards the ceiling and stretching your arms up. Inhale and exhale, bring your arms down to your hips. Inhale, bringing your arms above your head. Exhale, stretching your arms up. Inhale, and bring your arms down to your hips. Inhale, bring your arms back up above your head. Exhale, stretch your arms up. Inhale. Exhale one more time. Bring your arms down into prayer position. Inhale and release. And now, it's time to journal.